Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures started this week with a very volatile move here. Lots of information and news and changing information coming out of Eastern Europe, with Russia and Ukraine conflict really getting into full gear. The latest round is an ultimatum out of the Russian Navy. But you never know what's going to happen, and there's so much to worry about in terms of the international grain trade, as the Ukraine is a huge exporter here and exports a lot of wheat to a lot of places, really, but most of it to Asia and then the Middle East or Northern Africa. But they move a lot of grain. If they can no longer sell that grain efficiently, the world will likely move to the U.S. or the North American countries and South American countries to buy that grain, causing concern for the grain futures to go up here domestically. The other thing is this huge cold front coming through the southern plains. It was noted overnight that parts of Kansas got down to -8 degrees, and a large part of it got down to -6 degrees. And if that has any impact, like a lot of people think it will, there could be some winter kill. There was some weather advisory firms this morning mentioning the prospects. They said it wouldn't be extremely widespread, but there would be a little bit from this storm. But we'll wait and see.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
This morning's export report was neutral for soybeans at 984,000. Right in the middle of the range, a touch bullish for corn at 1.04 million metric tons. The high end of the range was 840, and then about 50 to 60% higher than the range in wheat at 609,000. So bullish for wheat. We also had the 2014 crop insurance price levels for corn. It was 462, about a dollar lower than last year. Beans were 11.36, which is about $1.50 lower than last year. And then wheat at $6.51 for the spring wheat. Last year it was 8.44, so about $1.90 or so lower than where it was last year. The big thing is all three of the big grains are lower. Some Brazilian government reports are showing that they're decreasing their total bean production by about 5 million metric tons from January. And then they're saying that bean harvest is about 41% complete, and that crop is finally starting to reach the ports here. And then they're cutting their summer crop corn by about 4 million metric tons. All of this, combine it all together, and it's just a whole lot of bullish factors helping drive this market. Of course, the biggest news, and will continue to be the biggest news, is what goes on in Russia and Ukraine.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers. April live cattle were down 85 cents at 144.12. March feeders were up 7 at 171.77. And April lean hogs were up $1.82 at 108.67. In the grains, Kansas City March wheat was up 24 and a quarter cents at 701 and one quarter. Chicago March corn was up 6.5 cents at 464 even. And March soybeans were down 7 cents on the day at 1407 and one quarter. In the cotton markets, March cotton was up 127 points and closed at 87.86 cents per pound. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.